Today, we have lesson number 41 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. And today we begin the 10th Perek, the 1st and 2nd Mishnah. Perek Asiri, Mishnah Aleph, Perek, and Mishnah Beis. In this Perek, we will be learning many of the halachos of Taruvas, halachos which are discussed, well, various places in Shas, but especially in Maseches Chulin and in Maseches Avodah Zorah, and which constitute the underlying halachos for Hilchos Taruvos, Hilchos Bosa V'Cholov, the areas which are commonly known in the entire field of Kashrus and applications to the modern kitchen. However, we will be learning about these principles, these rules, in the context of Trumos, of the din of mitzvah of Truma. So, Mishnah Aleph begins with a botzel, an onion, shenisono b'soch adoshim, which are placed into beans. These kinds of beans, lentils, is usually the translation for adoshim, have a skin around them, which is to some extent permeable, but to some extent pretty solid skin. And an entire onion, a whole onion before it's cut up, also has around it a skin which is not necessarily as sharp, as pungent as the onion is when it's cut up. So, botzal shenisono b'soch adashim, you have an onion which you put together with beans, with these lentils. And it doesn't matter in our situation whether the onion is truma and the adoshim is archulin, or vice versa, the adoshim are truma and the botzel is chulin. Im sholem, if the botzel is whole and the adoshim also are whole, then muta. There's no problem here, and everyone, even a non-kohen, can eat the chulin. So if it's botzel is truma, the adashim are chulin, the kohen can eat, obviously, all of it. The non-kohen, the zor, can eat only the adashim. Or vice versa, if the situation was vice versa. The reason being that a whole onion, an uncut onion, is not will not give out its sharp taste into the lentils, nor will the lentils absorb the sharp taste. However, v'im chiticho, if you cut the onion, then benosein ta'am. If there is sufficient quantity of cut onion to give a taste into the adoshim, or vice versa, if the adoshim are truma, and you have with the adoshim cut onions, then if the cut onion is sufficient to absorb the taste from the adoshim, then the botzel too becomes truma. So, if the truma in the mixture is sufficient to give taste to the chulin, then the entire mixture is asur to zorim. What you can do in such a situation is have a kohen taste the mixture. You don't have to figure out is there 60 to 1, which is normally the proportion normally, which we assume to be no longer no same time. If you have a proportion of 1 to 60 or more, we don't consider the 1 to have the power, the potency, to give time, to give flavor to the entire mixture. Onions might be different. In this case, however, we have an easy thing to do. You have a kohen taste the mixture, and he'll tell you, if the botzel was truma, does this mixture of onions and beans have the taste of onion or not? And the kohen can tell you, yes, it does, or no, it doesn't. And the mele, you'll know whether the Yisrael can eat it or not. If it has a taste of onion and the onion was truma, then you can't eat the mixture if you're a non-kohen, if you're a zor. Usha'or kol ha-tafshil, however, when it comes to other stews, not lentil stew, sha'or kol ha-tafshil, tomato stews, potato stews, whatever, soups, then if you take an onion and put it into it, and either the tafshil or the onion is truma, It doesn't matter, bein sholem, bein mechutoch, but no same time. Whether the onion is cut or the onion is whole, one has to determine, does this have a tam of truma in the entire mix? If it does, everything is also to azor. Rabbi Yehuda comes along, and he is matir batzachano. Tzachano is a kind of a fish stew of some sort, a mush, a chowder of fish. And in this situation, the onion is put into this chowder, not so much to give this fish chowder, not so much to give a taste into the fish chowder, but rather to absorb the refuse, the dirt, the undesirable ingredients in the fish stew. So in such a situation, Rabbi Yehuda matir betzachno, she'eino elo litol es hazuhamo. Because onions are placed into this particular chowder known as tzachano to remove a certain odor from it, but not to add taste to it. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that's not considered no same tam. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. An onion is an onion, and an onion gives taste even to a tzachano, to this fish mix, this fish stew or chowder. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Tapuach, an apple. Now, apple sauce, cut up apples, mashed apples, were used as a kind of a yeast to help be mechametz, to help cause dough to rise. So, if you have tapuach, an apple, sherisko, which was mashed into a kind of a sauce or apple mash, unisono lisoch isa, and it's placed into a dough, v'chimtza, and it successfully leavened that dough, it had its desired effect of chimutz, not here talking about Pesach, dike chometz, but with reference to the power of the apple. If it's a dovar ha-mechametz, it does not become botel. So if this apple was an apple of truma, that isa has a halacha of truma. Harezo asura. It's also to a non-kohen to eat this particular cookie or cake or bread of some sort, which was nischametz, which was leavened by an apple, if the apple was truma. That's number one. It shows you the power of a dovar hamachametz. So far we've learned, just in this brief Mishnah and a half, some of the halachos of nosing tam, of the power of the power of the onion to give a taste, etc. And we've learned that here the halacha of dovar hamachametz, something which is a leavening ingredient. And now we're going to learn something about a halacha called nosing tam lifgam. If that which is osur spoils the mixture rather than enriches it. So the classic case is, sa'orim shenoflu lisocha bor shalmayim. Suppose you have barley which is truma, which falls into a well or a pit of water, and there's plenty of barley in the mix, and it just fouls up the entire water. Af al pi shehiv ishu meimov, even though it spoils the entire bore, the entire well. The entire well is now tastes of barley. Nevertheless, mutorin, you're allowed to drink that water, even if you're not a kohen, because the barley is not enriching or enhancing the water. Quite the contrary. The barley in this case is ruining the water. It's what's called no saint tam lifgam. It's giving a taste to the water indeed, but that result is negative, spoiling, ruining the water, not bettering it, not improving it. No saint tam lifgam is not osur. And so we have finished Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And that's the end of lesson number 41.